Willow's thoughts. It's not a very nice day today. It's cold. Sky is a leaden grey. And it was drizzling first thing. But as I found myself walking along, I realised that I was absolutely surrounded by birdsong. And it made me think, because when we go and talk to schools and groups about what we do with the hedgehog rescue, I talk to them about the natural world and what you can do to improve gardens for hedgehogs and, of course, for all wildlife. And one of the things I talk about are planting native shrubs, trying to plant a hedge. And at the moment, I'm standing next to a rather mature hedgerow. And again, I'm surrounded by birdsong. And fences, well, they might seem great. They're fairly quick to put up. They don't need a massive amount of maintenance. But on the downside, they cut the area off totally. They don't provide any habitat for wildlife, and eventually they rot. And if somebody really wants to get through a fence, well, you see enough fences that have been broken, have been damaged. Now, on the other hand, a hedge, it may take a while to become established. Yes, you have to cut it. But as a barrier, once it's in place, if you're worried about people, then certainly I wouldn't want to push through a mature hedge. And the benefit it provides to wildlife is huge. Just standing by this hedge here, there's bird song all around me, teeming with birds. I've seen, well, just in the last couple of minutes here by this hedge, I've seen goldfinch, dunnock, blue tit, grey tit, some missel thrush. Nothing spectacular, but a variety of common birds. And down underneath the hedge, it's lovely, damp, leaf-littered ground. Lovely dark soil under there, with all the various browns and golds of fallen leaves. And this is fantastic for insects, and great for small mammals such as hedgehogs. Because under here, they've basically got their food store, because all the insects that are under here, the beetles, the earthworms, these are what the hedgehogs are after. But also, there's lots of loose leaf litter and nice rooted areas and secluded areas where they can make a home. And this was prompted in a way by, we've had our first hedgehog of 2013 come in. And this little guy, well, it's an adult hedgehog, weighing in at just under 700 grams, came in because a shrub was being removed because a new fence was going in. And this little guy was right down in amongst the roots. Lovely little nest in there. Now, I didn't go out on that call, so I don't know the exact circumstances of the fence, but our native wildlife, like the hedgehog, relies so much now on urban gardens, and within those urban gardens, areas where it can forage and where it can safely make looser summer nests and much more secure winter hibernaculum. And if we don't have shrubs and we don't have hedges, then, as they already are, our hedgehogs are suffering. They're struggling to find the food. They're struggling to find places where they can safely nest and forage. So, a hedge is a wonderful thing. It's coming well, round about to midday at the moment, so the bird song's gone down a little bit. But the only thing you'll ever hear from a fence are loose panels banging against the posts on a windy night. A hedge is just a living thing supporting so many other living things, and the explosion of bird song that comes from it, and if you're lucky, the rustlings of a nocturnal hedgehog ambling along foraging for its food, have got to far outweigh the time waiting for it to mature and the occasional pruning back. So that's just Willow's little thought for today.